Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The body of a woman has been recovered from the Hornhead coastline in Donegal. A family says they had to leave Lisfannan Beach twice after cars blocked access to the new accessible boardwalk. A Glenties area councillor claims that Donegal County Council is downgrading the fire service on Arranmore Island, and lessons need to be learned by the HSD on how to resolve industrial disputes. That's according to SIPTU. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:45. But first, the body of a woman has been recovered from the Hornhead coastline in Donegal. Gardaí and the Coast Guard were alerted after the discovery in the water at Dunfanaghy at around 6 p.m. yesterday evening. The body was recovered by the Coast Guard and taken to the mortuary at Letterkenny University Hospital. The local coroner has been notified and a post-mortem examination will be arranged. The outcome of the examination will determine the direction of the Garda investigation, although no foul play is suspected at this time. A family had to leave Lisfannan Beach twice after cars blocked access to the new accessible boardwalk. Aaron Daly, an advocate with Changing Places Ireland, was visiting his mother in Donegal with his 20-year-old daughter Sophia, who is a wheelchair user. When they visited the beach on Monday and Tuesday, they were unable to use the new facility because vehicles were parked in front of the entrance. They eventually managed to access the boardwalk on Wednesday, but Aaron says more needs to be done to make the beach fully accessible.
Now, the boardwalk isn't very long, and they say it's for access to the beach, but actually what happens is you get to the end of the boardwalk and the wheelchair can't go in the sand. They haven't extended it onto the beach. It's just across the dune there, about 30 feet. So there's a few problems with it, to be honest with you. I think it really goes to the bigger problem of, you know, if something's going to be advertised as accessible, then there needs to be a whole approach to it. You know, it'd be easy to put a couple of disability parking bays at the end of it and a blocked off space, a yellow box, so that no cars park in that area, you know. And then there's the question about if it's going to be advertised as access onto the beach for wheelchair users. They can't get on the beach unless there's a beach wheelchair. So there's a bigger picture there. But it's very typical of what we see in the disability community. There seems to be an effort made to tick the box for disability, but it actually isn't practical when it's delivered, you know.
Donegal County Council say there are plans to install disabled parking signage to improve traffic management and enhance accessibility. However, there are no plans to extend the boardwalk further onto the beach. The council say that decision is primarily down to coastal erosion issues in the area. A Glenties area councillor claims that Donegal County Council is downgrading the fire service on Arranmore Island, with two retained firefighter positions on the islands being removed. It is understood more volunteer firefighters will be recruited, alongside alternative arrangements to cover the work currently carried out by the retained positions. Councillor Micheál Colum McGill-Asbuck says this is unacceptable, and rather than cutting back, he believes the council should be enhancing the terms and conditions of fire service personnel on the islands. A meeting has now been organised on the island for Wednesday at 7:30 in the community hall, which Councillor McGill-Asbuck hopes will be attended by trade union representatives. He says the issue needs to be discussed.
Well, to be very clear, the attempts by Corlea-Hundagunangal to reduce that service, and that's what this is, by taking away the retainers that has been there for many, many years by two fire staff. I've been asking for many years, not alone that we continue to retain the two staff that's there, but that the other fire staff who voluntarily would get the same respect, and also an Alanhari the same. And learning today that there's been a move now to take away that retainer from a hard-working fire service, a dedicated fire service on the island, it's not acceptable. I've been in contact with the council. I've been in contact with the chief fire officer. I've requested an emergency meeting with myself, trade union, and other councillors. And the idea that the service would be reduced. Now, they'll argue that the service has not been reduced, but the reality is The reality is that if you're taking away a paid service, that is reducing that service.
Is it your fear that this removal of retainer status and effectively making the entire service on the island a voluntary service, that that could be extended into other stations on the mainland and right across Donegal?
Look, the reality here is that you have a committed volunteers, and why would they not be treated equally as what we see on the mainland?
Lessons need to be learned by the HSE in how to resolve industrial disputes, according to CIP2. Members of that union and Unite have overwhelmingly accepted Labour Court proposals aimed at ending the long-running pay row in the National Ambulance Service. The deal will see significant pay rises for paramedics and medical emergency technicians, as well as pay rises for other grades. Workers staged a 24-hour strike in May over the row, which has been ongoing for over 6 years. CIP2's John McCamley says it should have been resolved without the need for industrial action.
Well, the recommendations will see substantial pay rises for members working as emergency medical technicians, paramedics, advanced paramedics and paramedic supervisors. Paramedics will see pay rises of around 23%. Emergency medical technicians will see pay rises around 20%. Well, I think it's disappointing that our members found themselves having to take industrial action to achieve the ultimate goal of resolving this dispute. I think lessons need to be learned by the HSE and how they deal with industrial disputes. So you don't have to resort to strike action.
A public order inquiry team has been set up in Derry to investigate violence inside and outside the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. There were clashes between rival fans during the Europa League game between Derry City and CSKA Sofia last night. Play was suspended for 14 minutes due to the trouble. One police officer was injured and required hospital treatment. Families and young children had to take refuge on the pitch because of the reckless behaviour of a small number of individuals, according to the police. On today's Greg Hughes Show, Derry City fan Conor McGinty says there were tensions building online before the match had gotten underway.
21 years I'm going to the Brandywell now watching Derry City, and it's the first time that I've ever genuinely felt unsafe in the Brandywell. The week before the game, you know, it was clear to see online that CSK Sofia, their actual pages online, their official pages, were allowing their fans to insult and intimidate Derry people all week, calling us peasants, mocking the city, saying that they weren't coming for the football. They were calling Derry City people incest, peasant, sheep and stupidity.
And they did charge the Derry City fans, and thankfully, just because the way things are now in modern football, Derry fans were able to, shouldn't have had to, but were able to escape out onto the pitch. I mean,
yeah,
it could have been very, very different.
I was on the pitch with my father first time. I sit in Block H, which isn't far from Block G, and the barrier from where it happened. You know, with my own eyes, I seen the ultras ripping up the seats, rushing Derry fans the minute that Ellis Chapman scored. You know, young Wayne's running towards the north stand area, families on the pitch.
Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses after shots were fired at a house last night. Detective Inspector Hanbidge of the PSNI said police received a report at around 11:15 p.m. that a number of shots had been fired at a property in the Gallia Park area of the city. One person was inside the house at the time. While no injuries were reported, the property was damaged. Inquiries are continuing and anyone with information is being urged to contact police. The model of cross-border cooperation in the Northwest provides a clear vision of the route to a united Ireland. That's according to Donegal TD Padraig McLaughlin, who was speaking during a Dáil debate on the economic implications of Irish unity. He highlighted what he said were the detrimental impacts of partition on the North, particularly the region around Belfast. Deputy McLaughlin praised the cross-border work which is ongoing in the Northwest region, saying it is a vision for the future.
In recent days, First Minister Michelle O'Neill visited Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, and present were the heads of Donegal County Council, Atlantic Technological University, Donegal ETB, and a range of employers and businesses from across the county. And they have been working together with Derry Chamber of Commerce to market one region, the Northwest City region. They have worked together as councils, Donegal, Derry and Strabane. They have worked together as universities with University of Ulster and Northwest College. And you can see, for example, in City of Derry Airport, 40% of the passengers that use that airport come from Donegal. We're just one region. We're one people. And we have to break it down to achieve our economic potential. I have absolute confidence. There's lots of challenges in the Green Paper and the Citizens' Assembly. That is inevitably going to come. There's lots of challenges, a lot of issues, but the easiest one is going to be the economic benefits of United Ireland. They will be immense, particularly for the northern half of the island. And as one of the eminent economists has said, if the north of Ireland can just perform at the level of Cork and Kerry alone, there'll be no issues. They'll do a lot better than that. I would say to you now, the model of the North West is the model and the vision way forward for United Ireland. It's an exciting debate. Let's have it. Let's get on with it.
A Belfast court has heard the driver involved in a hit-and-run collision in the city was in a mental health crisis. Francis Donaldson, who is 22 and from Cardigan Drive in Belfast, faces charges including causing death by dangerous driving. A woman has died and a man is in hospital after being hit by a car on the York Street area early Thursday morning. 24-year-old Raven Adams, originally from Tipperary, died at the scene and the man remains seriously injured in hospital. Mr. Donaldson was remanded into custody and the case is due for mention in 4 weeks' time. The government says over 6,300 vacant and derelict homes have been brought back into use with the help of the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant Scheme, over 540 of them in Donegal. That's the highest number of grants to date in the country. Katie Gillen has more.
Since the start of the initiative, Donegal County Council has issued grants valued at almost €31 million, bringing 542 properties back into use, 75 of them in the second quarter of this year. Over the full period, the council received 1,623 applications, with 1,233 of them approved, meaning there are 691 approved projects still outstanding in the county. In April of this year, the Vacant Above the Shop grant scheme was introduced in a bid to revitalise town centres. So far, 37 applications have been received nationally, but as of yet, none have been received from Donegal. Welcoming the figures, Housing Minister James Brown said vacant homes are usually near services and infrastructure, all of which is being paid for every day by the taxpayer. He says the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant is proving to be a highly effective measure, which he is anxious to encourage.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio, and it's time to go over the sports desk and say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Thank you, Ryan. We begin with golf. The Open Championship is nearing the end of day two at Royal Birkdale, and there's been some record-equaling scoring. We can get the latest from the course with Dennis Kerwin.
Former Irish Open winner Lucas Herbert matched the frontline Open record of 28 shots in a brilliant round of 62, and that matched the all-time Open Championship low round record. That brought Herbert to 8 under par, 2 shots ahead of Cameron Young and Jackson Suber. Sam Burns later fired in his own record equaling round of 62. He's on 5 under par, 3 shots behind Herbert, and he's been joined on that mark by Scotland's Robert McIntyre and Alex Fitzpatrick. Shane Lowry had 3 birdies and a single drop shot for a round of 68. Lowry's on 3 under par, 5 shots back heading into the weekend. Rory McIlroy began on 2 over, but a 3 under par round of 67 moves Rory into red figures on 1 under par. The cut is likely to fall in 1 over. Tom McKibben is 2 over through 15 and David Howard 2 over through 5. Darren Clark, Stuart Grehan and Padraig Harrington will all miss the weekend. At the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
And Highlands golf coverage is with Halpenny Golf, top brands, best prices. Well, it's FAI Cup second round action tonight for Finn Harps. It's a welcome distraction from the league. Kevin McHugh's side host Bray Wanderers in Balbuffet, and Dermot Doherty will have updates from the game here on Highland Radio. It gets underway at 7:45. Former Harps skipper Declan Boyle feels that it could be a difficult game for the Balbuffet-based club.
You know, the cup, you can leave your league form behind you. You know what you have. It's going to be a difficult game. Bray Wanderers are going really well. Second the table to Cork. Had a massive result against UCD at the weekend. Scored a lot of goals. Yeah, listen, can they go and beat Bray? It's going to be a big ask. I suppose Daniel Ring, their striker, has been recalled by John Russell from Shelburne. So that's definitely an added bonus if they're missing their striker. Yeah. So he will be a miss, but they've still got real quality all over the pitch. They've got pace that can really hurt you. And they've got really good midfielders in Ben McCormick and Sean Brennan who control the game in those areas as well. So very formidable team if you let them play.
And among the other games this evening in the second round, there's a repeat of last year's final as Shamrock Rovers host Cork City. John Russell will kick off his tenure as manager of Shelburne. Away to Kerry, Waterford United take on Cove Ramblers. Treaty United meet New CD and St Pat's welcome Wexford. In transfer news, Christos Zalis looks set to become the most expensive Greek transfer of all time. Arsenal have agreed a €40 million deal with Club Brugge. The 24-year-old is seen as a replacement for Leandro Trossard, who has moved to the Turkish side Beşiktaş earlier this week. Elsewhere, Jared Bowen has committed his future to West Ham, despite the club's relegation from the Premier League. And midfielder Dominic Szoboszlai has signed a new long-term contract to stay at Liverpool. Derry City's European focus will now switch to the UEFA Conference League and a tie with the Croatian side HRNK Rijeka in the coming weeks. The Candy Stripes lost their Europa League first-round qualifier to CSKA Sofia yesterday evening, going down 5-3 on aggregate over two legs. The game at the Brandywell was halted for nearly 20 minutes due to crowd trouble. Derry were leading at the time, and an investigation into these events, as you heard on the news, is taking place. Well, Derry boss Tiernan Lynch said afterwards what had happened was concerning.
I thought the fans were outstanding tonight. It was an unbelievable occasion. My own wee man was in the crowd today, and I knew how felt it was. I wasn't sure where he was. So, like one of the fans, you were worried about the safety of your own kids. When you've seen somebody falling over trying to get out of the way and bottles being thrown, and it looked like it was going to get extremely nasty. And great credit to the stewards, and I thought they handled it brilliantly. And it's not easy for the players to watch. They're very much concentrating on what they needed to do in their game plan, and to have to go inside and be worried about what's going on outside isn't pleasant. I'm not going to make excuses for it. I'm hugely proud of everybody connected with Derry City tonight, and it's just a pity that we couldn't get them over the line.
On to athletics, and Tyrone Smith has qualified for Saturday's semi-finals of the 800 metres at the European Under-18 Championships in Italy. The Finn Valley athlete clocked 2 minutes 8.72 seconds to finish second in her heat and progress to the next stage. Elsewhere on Saturday, Mark English runs in the 800 metres in the Diamond League meet in London. He's due on track around 2:30 and will go up against fellow Irishman Cian McPhillips. In Gaelic games, Galway have named an unchanged team for the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final this weekend, while Limerick manager John Kiley has made two changes. Captain Cian Lynch and Mike Casey have both been named in the starting 15. Elsewhere, Antrim are set to appoint former Tyrone manager and former Slot Neil boss Michael McShane as their new senior hurling manager. The Ballycastle native will take up the reins from Davy Fitzgerald. The Donegal Ladies Gaelic Football Association Division 2 League Final is on this evening. St Eunan's play Downings in Newton Cunningham. That has a 7 o'clock throw-in. And in the Donegal Hurling Championship, there's action this evening in Group A. Carndonagh take on Burt at 7:30, and it's Buncrana and Setanta at 8 o'clock. In Group B, St Eunan's B meet Four Masters at 7:30. And in rugby, Ireland continue their Nations Championship campaign early tomorrow morning. Kickoff is at 8:10 a.m. following victories over Australia and Japan. Andy Farrell's side face their stiffest challenge yet when they take on New Zealand at Eden Park. On the world rallying scene, it's day one of Rally Estonia, and the leader is Sami Pajari in a Toyota as they go into the final stage this afternoon, with 9 more on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. Josh McAleen is 8th. The Fermanagh Donegal partnership of John Armstrong and Shane Byrne had a puncture early on, but have since recovered and moved back up to 10th. Paul Takamoto Kasuta and the Tyrone co-driver Aaron Johnston are 11th. In the Tour de France this afternoon, the Swiss cyclist Moreau Schmidt was the winner of Stage 13. Tadej Pogacar still leads overall, with Jonas Vingegaard 3 minutes 36 behind in second. And in racing, after his treble at Leopardstown yesterday, Donegal jockey Dylan Brown-McMonagall is in action at Down Royal this evening, where the second race is just coming to a conclusion. That is your Friday evening sport.
Thank you very much, Chris. Ishka Aaron says it is now preparing to roll out the next phase of the leakage reduction works in Rathmullen as part of the National Leakage Reduction Programme. The phase of the project is focused on Churchill Road, with traffic restrictions being imposed until the late autumn. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Ishka Aaron says in recent months, close to 1 kilometre of ageing water mains have been successfully replaced along the Coast Guard Station Road, the R247 Kinnegar Road and Sycamores Road in Rathmullen. Now they say the next phase of works will see the replacement of 200 metres of old and damaged water mains with new modern pipes along Church Hill Road. Works will take place between Inchview and St Joseph's National School and are scheduled to begin in the coming days, with completion expected in late autumn. Temporary closure on the L5432 will be required, with diversion routes clearly signposted. Ishka Aaron says to help reduce disruption for the local community and road users, the road will reopen every Friday evening and remain open over weekends for the duration of the project. The utility is promising that local and emergency access will be maintained at all times.
Agusnish Anucht Lacom Ferter.
Seymour Mahas Lacom Ferter and Shalin the Prieve Skelty. Tag yaskim we nihandu a fogerheim forest nigelige daravanam bigi lin agus glakigi parch. Beshamar aim eg bigi lin jashina utsaj te giliga a esku da fobble vionli agus mion fobble ethnaha lahai ran farchuk da saku a valu an emakti jiriha fobble nigelige. Major la forest nigelige tasha rehavokta karla husaj nigelige some more fobble fad. Agus curry and togra ur, takiyakti or foil, the ska agriyakti, concogi law, jirubusja ernest sprick fobble shaw. Is a cospor and darna togra, glakigi parch, no groupi a spragu, kaiva amshara a yenev, igor la husaj negeliga, igo higgs and a socialta, nya vormula, agus tatnya veha. Te cardlins na man gidgeta a raktal eg tishmohori in the giltukta jamarcha hugging eg in Aranmore eg in Coulterlan agus ta an emakchen a raktal eg a 3 o'clock tronona. Agus jen hi nor nua skrifa eg nolo galahar fui heel agus sihir tom a wongolo megil of regio a sholo eg arachlan gidor a marajah saharn eg a 8 o'clock. Bach Ramador agus Ashtor, Morla Rat, Sanir Huskert, a Tom Miguel of Regia, agus a Kyondan the Free of Vonny Hori, Araclan Gidor, agus Tagah Olus Fin Okadchen, Erfoil, Eg Araclan Gidor. Shin Mahodse, Eligolier, Slanagus Banacht.
And the weather dry with spells of hazy sunshine this evening, warmest further east and away from the northwest coast. Tonight will be dry with clear spells and light to moderate northerly breezes, fresher than recent nights with lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry with a mix of cloud and sunshine and moderate northerly breezes, highest temperatures of 17 to 22 degrees, again warmest values further east, away from the coast. I look back on today's main stories. The body of a woman has been recovered from the Hornhead coastline in Donegal. Gardaí and the Coast Guard were alerted after the discovery in the water at Dunfanaghy at around 6 p.m. yesterday evening. The body was recovered by the Coast Guard and taken to the mortuary at Letterkenny University Hospital. The local coroner has been notified and a post-mortem examination will be arranged. The outcome of that examination will determine the direction of the Garda investigation, although no foul play is suspected at this time. A family had to leave Lisfannan Beach twice after cars blocked access to the new accessible boardwalk. Aaron Daly, an advocate with Changing Places Ireland, was visiting his mother in Donegal with his 20-year-old daughter Sophia, who is a wheelchair user. When they visited the beach on Monday and Tuesday, they were unable to use the new facility because vehicles were parked on the front of the entrance. They eventually managed to access the boardwalk on Wednesday, but Aaron says most more still needs to be done to make the beach fully accessible. Donegal County Council say there are plans to install disabled parking signage to improve traffic management and enhance accessibility. However, there are no plans to extend the boardwalk further onto the beach. The council say that decision is primarily down to coastal erosion issues in the area. A Glenties area councillor claims that Donegal County Council is downgrading the fire service on Aranmore Island, with 2 retained firefighter positions on the island being removed. It is understood more volunteer firefighters will be recruited alongside alternative arrangements to cover the work currently carried out by the retained positions. Councillor Micheál Colum of Glasbug says this is unacceptable, and rather than cutting back, he believes the council should be enhancing the terms and conditions of fire service personnel on the islands. A meeting has now been organised on the island for Wednesday at 7:30 in the community Community Hall, with Councillor Miguel Asbug hoping that it will be attended by trade union representatives. He says the issue needs to be discussed. And lessons need to be learned by the HSE on how to resolve industrial disputes, according to SIPCHU. Members of that union and Unite have overwhelmingly accepted Labour Court proposals aimed at ending the long-running pay row in the National Ambulance Service. The deal will see significant pay rises for paramedics and medical emergency technicians, as well as pay rises for other grades. Workers staged a 24-hour strike in May over the row, which has been ongoing for over 6 years. SIPTU's John McCamley says it should have been resolved without the need for industrial action. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The opportunities for this Friday evening, the 17th of July. The death has taken place of Mabel Alexander, née Houston, Sheskin Ruffo. Her remains are reposing at her home. Close friends and neighbours are welcome to call to pay their respects tomorrow from 11 o'clock. House private pleas at all other times. Service of thanksgiving for her life in Ballynellan Presbyterian Church on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Bertie Houston or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Brenda Ryan, née McLaughlin, Killinure. Her remains are reposing at her home, which is strictly private place, at the request of the deceased. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon, going to St Mary's Church convoy for Requiem Mass at 12:30, followed by burial in the old graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Joseph's Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Roisin McKelvey, Cherhillian, Termon, formerly of Comeen Duhurry. Roisin's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, on Saturday evening from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and on Sunday evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Private cremation to follow. The death has taken place of Maureen Duffy, née Diver, 32 Ballycommon Road, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 11 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Rosamond McHugh, 41 Marion Park, Buncrana, reposing at her residence until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or McLaughlin and McLaughlin funeral directors. The funeral service can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.